Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital realm and emerge with insights that even your grandmother could understand. I'm Alex, the one who tries to make sense of the zeros and ones.
And I'm Jamie, the one who asks, but why do we even need zeros? Can't we just have ones? Today, we're tackling something that's a rite of passage for web developers, mastering CSS interview preparation.
Ah, CSS, the magic behind the web's beautiful tapestries. But before we unravel this thread, remember, it's not just about making a div center itself.
Wait, there's more to CSS than centering divs? Next, you'll tell me there's more to life than pizza.
Much more, Jamie. Think about it as the art and science of turning the structural bones of HTML into visually appealing web pages. It's what makes a website responsive, accessible, and performant.
So it's like the difference between wearing a tailored suit versus a burlap sack?
Exactly, Jamie. Now let's start with the basics. CSS stands for cascading style sheets. The cascading part is crucial because it determines how styles are applied when there are multiple rules targeting the same element.
Ah, the cascade. So it's like when I argue with my 4-year-old about wearing a jacket. My rule is overridden by her sheer willpower.
You could say that. In CSS, it's more about specificity, a system that decides which style wins out based on a set of rules. Higher specificity equals more influence.
Got it. What about the box model? I hear that term thrown around a lot.
The box model is essentially how CSS treats each element as a box, and it's fundamental for layout design. You have your content, padding around it, then the border, and finally the margin.
So every element is living in its own little bubble. Neat. But what about making things look good on all devices?
That's where responsive design comes in. Using media queries, fluid units like percentages or rem, and now even container queries, we can make layouts adapt to whatever screen they're viewed on.
Magic. And here I thought sorcery was involved. Now what about the nitty-gritty like performance optimization?
Performance is key. For CSS, it means writing styles that don't cause the browser to work harder than it needs to. For instance, minimizing layout shifts and reducing the amount of CSS that blocks rendering.
Ah, so keeping things lightweight and efficient, like choosing a sleek sports car over a gas-guzzling monster truck.
Precisely. And let's not forget accessibility, making sure your web designs are usable by everyone, including people who navigate the web in different ways.
Right? Like ensuring there's enough contrast between text and its background for readability.
Spot on. Now, when preparing for a CSS interview, it's not just about knowing these concepts. It's about demonstrating how you've applied them in real-world scenarios. Like, have you optimized a site's performance or made a complex layout responsive?
Got it. So it's show and tell, not just tell. But Alex, what if someone asks me to create a Netflix-style grid layout on the spot?
Then you'd show off your mastery of CSS grid, responsive units, and maybe sprinkle in some animation effects for that extra wow factor. It's about showcasing your ability to solve common UI challenges in a clean and maintainable way.
I see. So practice, practice, and more practice, and maybe building a few personal projects to have something to show.
Exactly, Jamie. And with resources like CodePen or Frontend Mentor, there's no shortage of ways to sharpen your skills.
Well, folks, it looks like we've styled our way to the end of another episode. Alex, any parting wisdom?
Just that whether you're a junior dev or a senior architect, staying curious and continuously learning is key. CSS might seem straightforward, but its depth is vast. Dive in, experiment, and build something awesome.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech wisdom and wit. Until next time, keep coding and keep questioning, because in the digital world, the learning never stops. Alex and Jamie together. Goodbye!